It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 10th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is factotum, spelled F-A-C-T-O-T-U-M. Factotum is a noun. A factotum is a person who has many diverse activities or responsibilities, and especially one whose work involves a wide variety of tasks. Here's the word used in a sentence from The New Yorker by Richard Brody. Francesca, one of her former students, works tirelessly as Lydia's factotum, amanuensis, and personal assistant, in the expectation of becoming her assistant conductor in Berlin. Do everything. That's a tall order, but it's exactly what a factotum is expected to do. It's also a literal translation of the Latin phrase factotum. The phrase is usually glossed as do all, with the punctuation expressing the force behind the command. Fac is an imperative form of facere, meaning to make or do, and totum means the whole, entirety. When it first appeared in English in the mid-16th century, factotum was frequently paired with other words in such phrases as dominus domine factotum, lord or lady factotum, magister factotum, master factotum, and Johannes factotum, John factotum, all approximate synonyms of the slightly younger term jack of all trades. While in the past, factotum could also be synonymous with the words meddler and busybody, it today refers to a handy, versatile sort anyone in need of an assistant might hope for. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.